Hi, welcome to my podcast, Absolute Parenting, the shit no one tells you. Episode 14, The Parenthood Guilt. And don't forget, if you like what you're hearing, then please subscribe, follow me on social media, or share it with anyone you think will find it helpful. So guys, in the last podcast, I spoke about all the stupid things I used to say pre-parenthood. In this podcast, I want to talk about a topic which I think every single parent out there can relate to. And it is also a topic which I feel quite passionate about as well. And that is parenthood guilt. Some people may call it mummy guilt, but I don't want to call it that because it isn't just mummy guilt, as I'm sure so many dads out there will feel the guilt too. But maybe not as intense, you know, they might feel different types of guilt, you know, they might feel it a bit differently on different things, you know, compared to mums. Again, in the future, this topic will be revisited and I will be inviting different dads on the show to talk about their experience on it. I mean, you know, I guess in this day and age, it is still mostly women that are the ones staying at home to look after the children. So I think that is why so many people, you know, refer it to as mummy guilt. The word guilt, I doubt I have to explain what this word actually means, as I am sure we are all familiar with it. I am sure we have all experienced it as well at some point in our life, you know, before parenthood. I mean, for me, as an example, I remember once I let a friend down because I simply didn't want to go out with her after work because I was too tired, even though I said I won't let her down. But in the end, I did let her down and I felt terribly guilty. You cannot help but feel guilty when you have let someone down that you really care about. It is a totally justifiable human emotions that we all experience at some point in our lives, way before parenthood existed. I think how we choose to deal with the guilt is the key. However, then there is parenthood guilt. I wish someone actually warned me about this before I stepped into parenthood. Parenthood guilt is the most intense guilt I have ever felt. And no matter how minor the situation is, the guilt level is always seems to be at 100% or more. Parenthood guilt is not like any other guilt I have ever experienced. With parenthood guilt, you can literally feel guilty about almost anything and everything. Even things that, you know, may never have crossed your mind before or things that you never thought would bother you or make you feel guilty. Parenthood guilt, I think, is the major factor that can change the way you operate as a person. And I think that is a reason, or it explains why some people say that parenthood changes you, because the guilt can consume you as you just feel so responsible for that little person. I think since stepping into parenthood 5 years ago, I can put my hands up and say I feel guilty pretty much every single day. Don't get me wrong, it is nothing major every single day. Sometimes it is so minor that I don't even understand why I feel guilty. And when I reflect on it, sometimes I think to myself, geez, you know, when have I turned into this person? Because I am not familiar with this person at all. And sometimes I want to give myself a slap. I can give you a few examples now on some of the things that I have felt guilty about in the past. As I mentioned before, I write about eyewear as a freelancer. So since stepping into parenthood 5 years ago, I have always juggled being a mum and a working person, which is very challenging, as you can imagine. Sometimes, if I have a deadline to meet, I don't have that much time to spend with my daughters. So to put it really bluntly, yeah, I am one of those moms who put my children in front of the TV for like an hour or so just so I can get my work done and hand my work in. Every time I do that, I feel like the most terrible parent on the planet, that I am, you know, doing something really, really awfully bad. I never thought I would be that mum. I always thought I would be the mum while I do baking with my children, and I will do endless, you know, arts and crafts where I don't give a shit how much mess they make, or I will take them out all the time, you know, on play dates and meet my friends for brunch. You know, I never thought I will be the mum that put my children in front of the TV for like an hour or so just so I can get my work done. But anyway, you know, you get the picture. In reality, you know, this was far from the truth. I am a working person, but working wasn't my only role anymore. My other role is to be a mum 90% of my time. With me, I think my guilt stems from what I think a good parent ought to be, because society has always been very quick to enforce that idea into our heads. And I felt I didn't fit into that picture perfect image of parenthood, you know what I mean? The other factor is I also felt bad I wasn't spending my every waking hour with my daughters. Again, you know, that is something that has been enforced into our minds. You know, that is what you should be doing. You should be spending every waking hour with your children. I was picking work over spending time with my daughters. Oh my God, what an awful fucking human being am I? The truth is, of course, I don't prefer work over spending time with my daughters. But it just, you got to earn a living, you know what I mean? And I feel, as a person, I have worked really hard in my career to get to where I am and feel happy in what I have achieved. So I'm sorry, but I just couldn't give it all up because I have chosen to have children. Call me selfish, but you know what? I am a person too, and I am also the, you know, career-driven type as well. Therefore, yeah, you know, I feel terribly guilty that I may not be spending, you know, every minute with my children, which apparently, as a mother, that is what I should be doing. I do worry and think, oh my goodness, am I damaging them mentally? I always thought I would be that picture-perfect mum, but in reality, it is far from the truth. In society, I feel everyone is always very quick and puts people into category. So the prime example is, for women, you are either a yummy mummy or a frumpy mummy. How about just mummy who wears what the fuck she wants? Then for men, you are either the cool daddy or the uncool daddy. How about just dad who doesn't give a fucking shit? I think all of that just adds the extra layer of pressure onto parents. For me, I am the one staying at home and raising our children. And because I have chosen to do that, I am then somehow put into the stay-at-home mum category. Immediately, it makes me feel I cannot have a job anymore, or that my only sole purpose in life is to raise my children. Therefore, it makes me feel guilty when my heart is not 100% set on just being a mum and a stay-at-home mum, may I add. I have dreams I want to achieve, so the guilt factor kicks in, like, why can't I just be happy being a stay-at-home mum? Why can I not just give up my work, which I really, really love, you know, for my children? Do I not love my children enough, you know, to do that, to give up my work? I ask myself that question all the fucking time. But you know what? 5 years into parenthood, I have now learned to adjust my workload, and I always put the girls' needs first. So I only work when they are not around. So when daughter number one is in school and daughter number two is having a nap, then in the evening when they're both in bed, I work. I will do my best to reply to any emergency emails from my client during the day. Otherwise, everyone else can wait. So my guilt level with working and parenting is now much more balanced, I would say. And it is about finding a method that works for you as an individual. There are so many other types of guilt you will come across every day as a parent. Another good example is when you are stressed out as fuck. such as when you're running late for an appointment or daughter number two wet herself and daughter number one decided it was a great idea to literally commentate on the entire process and what is happening whilst you're trying to stop daughter number two from jumping into her own piss like she is splashing a puddle. Yeah, you know what? You get the picture. Stressed doesn't even describe it. So you know what? Sometimes you just cannot help but lose your shit just a little bit as a parent when you're thrown into that kind of situation. And you know what? Work stress, I can handle it. Like, work stress is absolutely fine. But parenthood stress, bloody hell, my God, that is something else. That is like a whole different ballgame. When you lose your shit, you raise your voice. And when you raise your voice to try and control the situation, you immediately feel guilty because you know deep down it is not their fault. In fact, the entire situation is actually no one else's fault. It is just one of those things that happens. When you see their sad little face, the guilt just kicks in like immediately. And immediately you will feel like the worst parent on the planet. Another kind of guilt you may feel as a parent is when your children are old enough to start nursery, preschool, whatever you want to call it. In the UK, you can start nursery at the age of 2. And with both my daughters, with daughter number one, she actually started when she was 2. And with daughter number two, she started when she was 2.5. So she only started not too long ago. But anyway, so whatever you want to call it, preschool, nursery, you get it. So as a parent, you feel anxious for letting them out of your sight. But at the same time, you cannot help but feel a little bit excited that you may be able to get a few hours of children's free time. That's right. You can have a few hours where you can just be yourself. You can be an adult. Just magical few hours. Then you might start to imagine all the stuff you can do in those, you know, 3 golden children's 3 hours. Then suddenly you feel guilty for even thinking that you are looking forward to dropping your child off to a completely strange place. I mean, oh my God, what an awful parent for even being okay with having your child out of your sight. So just to quickly explain, in the UK, when they can start nursery school, they only start doing like maybe 2 hours, 3 hours at a time. And as they get a bit bigger and a bit older, then you can do more hours. And eventually, they can go in for the full day like they are at school. Woohoo! Children's free time for all those hours. But anyway, so once they start nursery, you kind of always pray that your child will not be that child that cries at every single drop-off. If they do cry, you just feel guilty immediately. You feel guilty for leaving them. With daughter number one, she was absolutely fine to a point where I think, oh my God, does she even give a shit that I'm leaving her in this strange place? Does she not miss me? And you know what? At one point, I also convinced myself that she doesn't give a shit because I don't always pay her 100% of my attention anyway because of work or I'm trying to make dinner or had to handle washing up, you know, just doing chores. You know what I mean? You know, you get what I mean. And I was like, seriously, why is she not crying? Like, you know, why is she so busy running off to find her friends instead of giving me a hug and a kiss goodbye? So again, the guilt factor, you know, that whole parenthood guilt just kicks in. And again, you know, I am feeling like the worst parent on the planet because my child clearly doesn't even feel sad or looks like she'd give a fucking toss that she was leaving me. Then you have the other end of the scale. Daughter number two started nursery literally back in September, so like only like a couple of months ago. We put her name down last year for her to start, obviously, now. Because we thought, oh, you know, she's a really sociable child. And we just thought nursery would be really good for her. And in fact, we were actually debating whether to let her start when she turns 2, like we did with daughter number one. But in the end, we gone against it just because we thought, okay, she's our second one. We're not having any more babies. so just want to keep her at home a bit longer and just, you know, spend some more time with her. But anyway, so we thought, okay, great, you know, 2.5, she's good to go to nursery, and because she's just so confident, and in fact, she is actually even more confident than her sister, and she's just so used to, you know, joining in, playing with her sister's friends, playing with children that are older than her, and she can certainly stick up for herself, that girl. She's very vocal, very feisty. We thought, well, you know what, getting her settled into nursery should be an absolute doddle. Well, wrong. In fact, how wrong were we on that one? She is that child that cries at every single drop off. Yeah, seriously, she cries every single time. And I was thinking to myself, what the fuck? Like, what went wrong here? It was totally unexpected. So again, the whole, you know, guilt factor, parenthood guilt, you know, all just kicks in really, really bad. Every single time I drop her off, I basically leave the nursery feeling like utter shit. In fact, the second day she went in was the worst. I dropped her off and she was crying uncontrollably. The teachers were all saying to me, I got to leave and she will get used to it. I, of course, didn't want to leave. You know, why the fuck would you want to leave your child crying in a strange place, you know? But anyway, in the end, I left after half an hour of being in there with her. Anyway, so when I picked her up, as soon as she saw me, she started crying. She wouldn't talk to me and she only wanted to speak to Daddy. I had to call my husband, who was at work at that time, to talk to her. She was, you know, clearly really angry with me for leaving her, you know, in that strange place. For the rest of the day, I just felt really guilty and actually just really fucking terrible by myself. That evening, when the girls were in bed, I actually had a little cry to my husband. I just felt like the worst mother on the planet that day. And yeah, I really let that guilt, you know, eat into me. I felt so bad for leaving her there because she was crying so much and it was just so heartbreaking to watch. All I wanted to do was take her home with me, give her a big hug and just reassure her that, you know, mummy is here. But I didn't do that. I left her there and she was so upset with me for leaving her there. Even talking about it now, I still feel so guilty. I feel guilty because I feel like I have let her down and I am the person that she trusts the most. So yeah, I still feel pretty shitty about it, if I'm honest. It has been 2 months now since she started nursery. So how is she doing now? Well, she still has a little cry every time I drop her off. However, the crying is now less and she stops crying pretty soon after. And the teachers are all saying, you know, she actually settles in quite well and quite quickly once I am completely out of sight. And you know what? My daughter, she always tells me what a great time she had at nursery. So I don't think it is that bad. But, you know, fucking hell, she sure does know how to make me feel like utter shit about myself and basically torturing me every single fucking time. Then you have what I call the everyday life guilt. This is like the trivial stuff, such as I forgot to put snack into my daughter's school bag, or I forgot to put water in their favourite cup at dinner time, or I forgot to buy their favourite biscuits in our weekly shop, you know, that kind of stuff. They certainly sound like such a minor thing in the world, but somehow when you become parents, those tiny little trivial things becomes big deal because those little things matters a lot to that little person. That favourite cup is an important item to them. And you know what? If I forgot her snack, she may be the only one without a snack during snack time at school, you know, and she may just be sitting there watching her friends and go hungry. You get the picture. So basically, I think, you know what, it boils down to the fact that children's priority is very different from adults. we as adults do not care what cup we drink from, as long as it's a cup. It doesn't matter. That's it. And you know what? If we forget to take a snack to work, that is fine too. We just give it a miss, go without, or go to the shop and get something else. But to a small person, they can't do that. So, you know, the whole parenthood guilt just kicks in, because those little things are a big deal to them. They rely on you and they depend on you to do those things for them. So when you forget, that guilt really does kick in bad, because you know, even they are the small things, but they are the important things to them. Therefore, yeah, you can literally feel guilty every single day from the moment you step into parenthood. The reason why you feel guilty is because you care so much for them and you want to do everything you can for them. I also believe a lot of the time when parents lose their shit and then feel terrible afterward, it is because they know deep down it wasn't their child's fault. Losing your shit got a lot to do with how that situation has made you feel as an adult. It's like, you know, as I said earlier, I lost my shit with my daughters because daughter number one was commentating on everything that was happening and I was too busy making sure daughter number two wasn't splashing in her own urine and going everywhere in the house. I lost my shit because I felt stressed. I was under stress and they were not listening to me. Therefore, out of frustration, I raised my voice. That's it, you know. Then I felt guilty immediately when I saw their sad little faces because I knew it wasn't their fault. Daughter number one just thought she was helping by giving me the complete rundown on what was happening. And daughter number two just, well, didn't know, you know. She's just having fun splashing in puddles, but it just happened to be, you know, her own piss. That's it, really. That is it in a nutshell. I think sometimes as adults, we need to be quite clear in our minds and be quite sure of our own emotional state when dealing with parenthood guilt. Otherwise, it really can consume you as a person and make you not want to be who you are as a person. Okay, so let me clarify my point on this and give you an example from me. So with me, I feel guilty because I like working and I enjoy working. However, I feel I shouldn't enjoy or like working. I feel like I should just be happy being a stay-at-home mum. I feel, you know, if I let the guilt factor takes over and do what society deem as the right path, which is for me to quit my work, which I enjoy very much, then you know what? I think I will actually be really miserable. I always believe in looking after yourself first. Because if you are miserable, then you know what? Your children will definitely 100% be able to pick up that negative vibe. Putting yourself first doesn't mean being an absolute, you know, selfish idiot and not giving a toss on what your children needs are. It is about remembering who you are as a person before parenthood and finding the things that makes you tick as a person and do them whenever possible and within reason. Because yeah, 100% priorities certainly change once you step into parenthood. Such as, you know, you can't just go and meet your friends whenever you want, you know, whenever suits you. You know, even though that is something you enjoy doing, you need to plan it and just make sure that your children's needs are met first before committing. So, how do I deal with parenthood guilt nowadays? Well, you know what? There is no magic solution, and no matter what, you will feel it, and you can't stop that feeling either, because you are the parent and you are that important person in their lives who is responsible for all the well-being. And most of all, it is because we as parents, we really give a shit and we just don't want to let them down ever. I think the key thing is about teaching ourselves as parents not to let the guilt consume you as a person. Don't let that guilt factor eat into you too much. Process it and ask yourself why you are feeling guilty. With me, for example, so with me and my work, I always ask myself, okay, I feel I am a bad parent because I'm not giving my daughters all my attention all the time. But would I feel happier or more miserable if I quit my work? The answer is always, I will feel more miserable if I quit my work. Therefore, I find a balance, and now I have found a way which is, you know, I only work when they are not around. So, yeah, you know, that works for me. It's like a balance. School holidays are, of course, way more challenging, but I am lucky that I have got some very understanding clients, and they know, you know, it is completely normal for me to reply to emails at 11 p.m. and not at 11 a.m. Right, so how do I deal with losing my shit? Admittedly, I don't actually lose my shit that often, but we are only human beings, so, you know, it does happen. And when I do feel absolutely terrible because just of their sad little faces. However, I normally analyze the situation after and ask myself some questions, such as, okay, what was the reason for me to raise my voice? Did I deserve that? How did the situation make me feel, apart from obviously feeling guilty? Was I feeling frustrated or stressed out at the time? Most of all, why am I feeling guilty right now? Most of the time, I find the reason I lose my shit with them was actually more to do with how I was feeling rather than what they were actually doing, if you know what I mean. And there has been times, you know, after I calm down and reflect on it, and yeah, you know what, if I am in the wrong for raising my voice, I will apologize to my daughters and explain why I acted that way. And you know what, I know both my daughters, they may be young, but I feel it is really important to treat them like a little person and treat them how you would like to be treated as parents. Because this is how they learn, you know, they learn from their parents. With the whole nursery school thing, I am now more at ease, even though she still cries every time. She has such a good time and she always, always come out buzzing and telling me what she's been doing. And the fact that she is crying less, it is a great sign. And clearly she is getting used to it. Because I think, you know what, from her point of view, from birth right out until now, she has only been with me and no one else. And especially with the whole, you know, pandemic and lockdown as well, she was constantly just with me and no one else. Then suddenly I leave her in this strange place with like so many children. It must feel so daunting and scary for her. Therefore, I totally understand that. So I am just telling myself to be okay with it. She is in no harm. She does come out happy. And most of all, she is not mad at me. She just needs some reassurance that she will be okay. I am now very grateful that daughter number one was so good and never ever cried. And you know what? It is just so funny how I used to feel guilty about that. I mean, seriously, what did I have, you know, why was I feeling guilty? There's no reason to feel guilty. As for the trivia things, I feel guilty about on a daily basis. I just learn not to sweat the small stuff now, basically. Forgetting this snack is not going to cause harm, and the school always has spare snacks. Them not drinking, you know, in their favourite cups really isn't the end of the world either. At the end of the day, they also need to learn that life will not always be perfect. And as their parents, we are also only human beings and we are far from perfect. We also make mistakes as people. On that note, good luck on your parenthood journey. I hope you all enjoyed listening to this podcast. I hope you will all tune in again. And don't forget, if you like what you're hearing, then please subscribe. Follow me on social media or share it with anyone you think will find it helpful. A podcast will be live every 2 weeks. Thank you for your time and thank you for listening to Absolute Parenting, the shit no one tells you.